This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. On Thursday, members of Congress came out to the press corps and said they had agreed to a set of principles on a rescue plan or bailout for the beleaguered financial industry. But are lawmakers doing the responsible thing or just caving into the demands for a big government solution to a problem that can be solved in a much more responsible way? With me now to offer his thoughts is Peter Ferrara, contributing columnist for the American Spectator. And Peter, thanks as always for being with us.
Glad to be here.
From what you're hearing so far, and obviously we'll know more details as time goes on here, why do you believe that Congress believes in the end that this is the right step and that $700 billion or something potentially close to that is the right way to address this?
Well, I think that they're afraid to challenge Paulson's argument that if they don't do this, the economy is going to collapse. They don't want to be held responsible for that, so they're basically going to cave into whatever he demands. But I think they should be looking more at pro-growth economics, items that would broadly stimulate the economy, and I think that would be a better solution.
What would those items be?
Well, they should have a pro-growth tax cut. They should have something in, perhaps on capital gains, or go to an optional flat tax system that would have lower tax rates. They should promote an anti-inflation monetary policy. This whole crisis started with the Federal Reserve earlier this decade, overexpanding money and credit, keeping interest rates too low for too long, which created the housing bubble. And then when the bubble had burst, all this overinvestment had occurred in housing. Housing prices started to fall, and that's why you have all these problems with all these securities. Housing prices are falling, and it's not just the ones that are being foreclosed on or not paying, but because the housing prices are falling, all the mortgage-related, housing-related securities are losing value, and that is what's shaking all of Wall Street. So if they would commit to restoring over the long run an anti-inflationary Fed monetary policy, maybe following something like what was called the price rule, where the Fed would focus on a basket of commodities and commit to keeping the prices stable, that would eliminate these boom and bust cycles. They need to reform the new accounting regulations. The mark-to-market regulations are forcing firms to write down all of their assets overnight, and the value is falling too precipitously, too fast. These were just adopted a couple years ago. The old accounting rules that had been in place for decades before that would have worked far better, and they need to revisit that and change those rules because it's causing a downward death spiral for major firms. Based on the accounting alone, their businesses are still fine, but the accounting is going haywire in the face of the declining housing prices and these mark-to-market rules, this is what's causing these firms to collapse overnight.
About 90 seconds left in our conversation with Peter Ferrara, contributing columnist for the American Spectator. And Peter, first of all, what do you make of the market rallying for the most part on Thursday on the understanding that a deal was near on Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, $700 billion is going to go into these firms, so naturally the stock market's rallying on that. And you know, this bailout can be operated, so it's not costly for the taxpayer. So I think at this point they're going to enact this, and we could just hope for the best that if the Treasury officials, the officials managing this, do it responsibly in the most positive manner. It wouldn't nearly cost $700 billion. And so I think at this point, we should hope for the best and turn to the idea of fundamental, long-term, structural changes in the economy that would promote broad-based economic growth like the ones we just mentioned.
And, of course, there are some who say we need much more regulation in the financial industry. Others say, no, the answer is not more, just better, and probably that means less. What's the best way to approach the regulatory aspect of this, do you think?
You know, it's the government that got us into this in the first place. It was the government's policy at the Federal Reserve that overexpanded the money supply. Then it was the Community Reinvestment Act that pushed banks into making weaker loans. Then it was Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which started to spread these securities all over Wall Street, these subprime mortgage loans. Along with their government-guaranteed lines of credit, they were able to borrow hundreds of billions of dollars, finance hundreds of billions of subprime mortgages, and spread this money all over Wall Street. These government-sponsored enterprises then spread this crisis all over. Then we have these mark-to-market regulations that are destroying these firms. So the root cause of this isn't government in the first place. And certainly, new regulatory burdens are not going to help us grow out of this problem. could use some smarter regulation, but more burdens are going to create more problems than help.
Peter, fascinating to discuss. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Peter Ferrara is a contributing columnist for the American Spectator. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Learn more about us online at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.